She rings like a bell through the night. Yesterday, my husband bought a Lincoln Town Car. As we were driving to pick it up, he said how it was once the longest car in America. Sometimes I don't have to imagine what he'll be like when he's old. I can see clearly tonight the moon. To the moon and back is how I love you, I said, and what I say now to my month-old daughter. But that's not right. That's not enough. To the moon and back and back and back, when I was first getting to know my husband, I lied. Told him I only wanted to be friends. I remember his eyes, a ship through ice. Ship fronts scare me, and that is what I felt like pregnant, so big and capable of so much good, so much bad. It was the bad I dwelled on. I watched videos of babies with two heads, many legs, nothing at all for eyes. I was sure I was ruining her somehow, some way, the fluffernutter, too many tuna fish sandwiches. I thought once I gave birth, I'd be relieved if she was okay. I could sleep through the night and stop dreaming of her sleeping in my arms, a pole for a head. One fear replaces another. Each night now, I wake in fear that I've crushed her in bed. Sometimes it's so bad I wake the husband and the two of us, and the slight light of the streetlight are in there, in the king bed, digging through pillows and sheets, looking for our baby. Digging and digging, as if our bed was the terrible ground beneath the floorboards. We sweat, breathe heavy, I'm crying. The power to kill something is so strong up in me, and so strange to be right next to the part of me that can love something this much. It's the sort of love I want to tell people without children about, as mothers and fathers once told me. But this is impossible, and it's impossible to think of my life before her as they said it would be, to think of how it was when I first saw my husband, how I imagined our life together even then, even when he was someone else's. How quickly life can change direction. I wonder if all couples imagine their husbands or wives old, themselves old. I wonder if my parents had done so when they first married. Decades before their divorce. They couldn't have known where their lives were going. I wonder about the ease of a U-turn in our Lincoln Town Car, a U-turn over the highway median, illegal, sad. I do not want my husband to leave me. There are so many fears in me. When I try to fall asleep, I can hear a knocking against the headboard. Someone is already at my door with the big bad news. So I sleep for a little while until the baby wakes me. Sometimes I'm so tired when she wakes, I get so damn mad at her. Last night, I set her little screaming body on the countertop, simple like a set of keys. Her little hand was hitting against the lever on the toaster. I think now it might have looked like she was making toast. She had to hit against something to wake me, to tell me I was being a bad mother, selfish for wanting sleep more than wanting to care for her, her little belly empty as the streets, terrible when they're empty. The lake sits at the end of our street, the sad boats float, one going this way, one that. That's how I see our marriage going sometimes, as if our love will turn into something obligatory, something to maintain like a lawn or a loosening shutter. Something in me is loosening. I dream each night of flying. Once, years ago, I pranked my father, told him his house in Florida had been hit by a storm. Pieces of his house were loosening. I disguised my voice, made it old and cranky. The funniest part is that he believed this voice. Inside of me is the old fuddy-duddy I will someday be. I feel her in there like a pregnancy. Aren't there so many parts of us, young, old, our children, parents? Luckily now we have a big car. It stretches across our driveway, ready to hold us like a big, big hand.